Walking the Path. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Church of God Unlimited here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories, Walking the Path. Jesus walked the path with his disciples. Day after day he walked the path for years around the Sea of Galilee and around all the other places, and he used every living experience as a teaching tool to work with his disciples. And he was teaching the disciples to be themselves and have fun and to enjoy all the things that they were doing. And the disciples had a very difficult time with that, because they knew that Jesus was something very special. They knew that he was the Christ. They knew that he was a very divine being. They knew that he could do many things because he just spoke his word and it was done. And he was teaching his disciples to joyfully, happily, lovingly speak their word and have it be done too. And as he walked the path with his disciples, he continually gave them illustrations of the fig tree that bore no fruit, and he said it did not have to be continued. He spoke about his going to the desert, and he was out in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, and when he came back, they said, "Surely you're hungry." And he said, "No, I have bread that I have eaten that you know not of." He asked them to go on the top of the mountain as he was visiting with the people that came out of the past, out of biblical past. And he asked the disciples to sit and watch, and they kept falling asleep as Jesus was visiting with the old prophets. And Jesus wanted them to see that he was visiting with them. He wanted them to know who he was being with. They wanted them to know of the spiritual life that was theirs to have if they would just open their eyes and listen. No matter what Jesus taught to his disciples, they were hard nuts to crack. They were not easy ones to follow in with what he was telling them what to do. And this is true today. We hear today many wonderful leaders, many wonderful teachers, and they have followers, and they have people who listen to what they have to say and worship them. And they say, "Oh, but my teacher can do that, but I can't." And this is what Jesus ran into too. He said, "The things that I do, you shall do also, and greater things than I ever dreamed of doing, you will do." And he said to his disciples and the men and the women and the people who followed him, he says, "I have flocks you know not of. I am working with many dimensions of people, of things and places, and I'm sharing, and I would have you be with me. I would have you walk with me. Take my hand and walk with me." But they were even his disciples were afraid to take his hand and walk with him, because they knew that he expected only the best out of them. He expected only the finest, and he expected only the ideal out of them. And they were not ready to give that. They were not ready to live in that pure life that he lived and he taught others to live. Do you want to walk the path of the Christ? Do you want to walk the path that the man Jesus walked? Do you want to walk the path that many great leaders walk? Do you want to walk the path of integrity, of one-pointedness, of unconditional love? Do you want to walk that path? If you do, just be yourself and have fun, because you're not being anything different. You're just doing that which is glorious and wonderful and just lots of fun. So flow with that. Flow with that and be with that, and watch as the magic takes place in your life. Watch as you walk the path that he has walked. Walk the path that you have walked. And listen as you walk that path to the voices that come out from your inner heart. You say, "But there's one voice in me, the voice of God." Yes, and the voice of God sounds in many different ways. Don't you forget, God is a great actor. You are God. You are a great actor. And you can act like a woman or a man or a child. You can act like an old person or young person. You can act like an animal. You can act like anything you want. Being yourself and having fun, you follow the path so beautifully and so wonderfully, and you have the most fun of anybody that you could ever imagine. Are we ready to walk the path? Are we ready to determine that we really want to walk this path. To walk this path means we put aside human attitudes and we take on the divine direction. The human attitudes would tell us that many things were difficult and many things were impossible. The divine direction would say to us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The way before me is open. I have nothing but joy and happiness and harmony as I walk the path of my spiritual inclusion. You and I, as we walk our path, as we follow the Master and listen to how he walks the path, we will come to understand that the path is easy and the yoke is light. The way is very simple. And because of its very simplicity, we find it exceedingly difficult. We would rather sit in the lotus position of the yogas. We'd rather do all of the wonderful activities of the various religions and bow and prayer and kneel and do all of these things, never once realizing that that has nothing to do with the spiritual path. The spiritual path is to follow what the Master told us. He said, go within to the Father who dwelleth there in secret, and the Father will reveal all things to you. The Father is you. The Father is your divine self. The Father is who we are. And all things are revealed to us. But we listen to the voice within. It's not a very still voice, as we oftentimes think it is. It's a very loud and a very strong voice, because it is however we feel about ourselves. I walk the path by listening. I walk the path by feeling. I walk the path by unconditional loving. I walk the path by seeing all as a reflection of the divinity that I am. I walk the path by being my Father within me, who is my divine self, and I am God. And in that light, I see all humanity, God also. I see all humanity pure and beautiful and magnificent, and I see all humanity good and very good. Yes, walking the path. We all have the opportunity to do it every day. We don't need to go to Israel. We don't need to go to another foreign country or some sacred place, because the sacred place is within us. And the ground upon which we stand is sacred ground, very sacred ground. And as we stand upon this sacred ground and live in this sacred awareness of the divinity that we are walking that path. And we don't know how to do anything but be unconditionally loving. And as we walk that path, we are unconditionally loving. And so it is that I, with you, am unconditionally loving, and I see each one of you unconditionally loving. I look into your hearts and I see right through you to the divine within you. Whatever is limiting and human on the outer is not there for me. And it's not there for you if you choose to look within and enjoy that today. With me, walk the path of your divinity as I walk the path of my divinity. And it is done. And it is wonderfully done. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.